There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Hanan Marafi is here from the ARN News Centre. Hanan, good to see you.
Hello.
And Hanan, you've got a roundup of today's big stories. I guess, first of all, we'll talk about the important subject of study, something most of us have struggled through at some point in our lives. So what's going on there?
Well, basically, students are being urged not to miss classes at school. The UAE's Ministry of Education have sent out several tweets and highlighted the need for children to attend. And this is especially for the rest of the third semester, as absence can naturally affect their education. And it's the important period of exam time at the moment. And the authority is calling upon parents to ensure their kids go to school, as it's their duty to make sure they are learning and studying and, you know, looking to their future.
Okay, that's the first story, Hanan, today. Move on to something else. This is about people being caught begging. Much made of this in the run-up to Ramadan, of course. But what's happened and what's the advice if somebody approaches you begging?
Yeah, so basically 91 beggars have been caught in Dubai and Sharjah so far in the first few days of Ramadan. And this comes after residents were being warned in the last couple of weeks, as you mentioned, not to give money to beggars. And that was after 232 people were arrested in Dubai in the first 3 months of the year for asking for charity. We also know that Dubai police are using a colour coding system to identify areas that see an increase in begging. And this system enables them to respond to complaints quicker and also use their resources more efficiently. So things are in place to combat the issue. Officials say beggars have been caught in shopping malls, in markets, near mosques and residential areas. And we've been speaking to Brigadier Mohammed Rashid Al-Muhairi. He's the Deputy Director of the Dubai Police Criminal Investigation Department for Crime Monitoring. And he gives residents advice on what to do if approached by beggars in your home.
One advice: when somebody knock on your door, don't leave the door open. They are asking, are you going inside? If you leave the door open, you might find them there, upstairs or inside your premises. If you want to give him anything, just when you open the door, tell him 1-2 minutes, close the door again. That's the mistake that they do, the people. And there is crime happens if they leave the door in some occasion, not too much. But as well as when you receive a message through your phone or through social media, if you want an advice, call 901 and we will give you the right advice and we will take certain information from you and we will check all this thing.
So that was Brigadier Mohammed Rashid Al-Muhairi, the Deputy Director of the Dubai Police Criminal Investigation Department for Crime Monitoring, encouraging residents to report the illegal activity. And you can call 901 or, of course, by visiting a police station or using the Dubai Police app.
Okay, so it's just a time to be vigilant. You got your hand up there, Tim. I thought you were going to say something.
It was a stretch, NLT.
Oh, I thought I was running this place like a classroom and you had to put your hand up to talk.
Well, now that you've said that.
Lucy's attending. I'm present.
Exactly.
Zina, it's an idea for the future. Okay, Hanan. Other news that you've been looking at today. We know that some UAE nationals will be eligible to get VAT refunds on their properties. Is there a bit more information on this story, though?
Yeah, so the requirements are in place for UAE nationals to get a value-added tax refund on new residences. And this is obviously only applicable in certain instances. A return on the funds is only eligible if it were used towards the development of a new property to be used by the Emirati applying or their family. Now, a few weeks ago, I attended a press conference on the 100th day since VAT was introduced, and this subject was mentioned then. And this is Khalid Ali Al-Bustani, the Director General of the Federal Tax Authority, telling us more about the law.
The law have included articles to refund UAE nationals for building their own houses, residential properties, the VAT. So we have finalized the processes, the procedures, and the system for UAE nationals to apply. You know, this is recent now from January, but we know UAE nationals now probably have completed their residences.
So that was Khalid Ali Al-Bustani, the Director General of the Federal Tax Authority, telling us a bit more about the law.
Okay, so if you want a refund on your VAT, I suppose there are particular rules in place.
Yes, so some of the rules we know would include that applicants have 6 months to apply from completion of the residence. Also, the refund would only include the financial outlays on establishing the unit, such as the money spent on building materials. And there is a guide which outlines the process of VAT refunds, and that's been published by the FTA on its official website. So obviously you can look at that for further information.
Okay, Hanan, this next story is something I love reading about. We get reports like this every year, don't we? And this is great news if you are a UAE passport holder. It's a really powerful passport to have. I love the way that they do these surveys and compare everything. I just love reading it up and seeing which is the sort of strong passport and which ones aren't so great. So UAE passport, you're in great hands, essentially.
Yes, really exciting news. So UAE nationals are now the proud owners of the 23rd most powerful passport in the world. It's climbed 38 places in the annual Henley Passport Index since 2008, with the country securing more new visa waivers for its citizens in 2018 than any other jurisdiction in the world. Now, top of the list was Japan, followed by Singapore and Germany in second place. Third place is shared by six countries, one Asian, South Korea, and the rest European, Finland, France, Italy, Spain and Sweden. US and UK were in fourth place. It's definitely interesting to hear about which countries are where. Mm. And the UAE is at the forefront when it comes to improving travel freedom, having gained access to eight new countries in 2018 alone. So that was China, Ireland, Burkina Faso, Uruguay, Guinea, Tonga and Honduras. And the UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs said recently that the country is actively strengthening its diplomatic efforts in a bid to have one of the top five passports in the world as per the UAE Vision 2021.
It is. I mean, I do find this really interesting, but it's so often we're talking about in the news the fact that there's another country that there's been an agreement with, so that you can. It does feel like the UAE are doing a lot to open doors and have the sort of visa-free entry. It's really, really good, though. If you like to travel, you want to go to different places, I think it's great.
Yeah, it's really good. And obviously Expo 2020 is sort of helping the push towards that. When I was at the press conference for something recently now, what was it, the Arabian Travel Market, they were talking about the visas and, you know, the day visas, overnight visas. So it is definitely pushing in that direction to allow people to be flexible to come in, and obviously in you know, countries are reciprocating.
Yeah, it's great news. Hanan Marafi is from the ARN News Centre. Hanan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.